Page 118. Smuggling in Cornwall.
Cornwall's long expanse of rocky, virtually uninhabited coast, with very few revenue men to patrol it, was ideal for smuggling. The goods brought in included tea, brandy, gin, rum, and tobacco. By contrast with their poverty-stricken existence, smuggling brought fantastic wealth for peasant and landowner alike. So many of the harbours and coves that we visit today were once hotbeds of smugglers. Polperro's small harbour is usually crowded with fishing boats. But it's not so long since the village's commerce was of another kind. Under cover of night, brandy casks and tobacco bales, smuggled in from the continent, were carried into their hideouts. Wagon loads of contraband left here, some heading across Bodmin Moor en route to London. Initially, smuggling took place fairly openly, with cargoes landed directly on the shore. This was made possible by the involvement of all sections of the community, from the local landowner downwards. The Killigrew family who established Falmouth was one family whose money and influence came from smuggling and piracy.
Copyright, MS Amlin.